You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer, so let's bring her out. The star attraction, the one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, the reason I'm talking like this is because I really have to burp, and I'm just letting it dissipate into the back of my throat. Okay, I think it's gone.
Okay, so how's everyone doing?
Welcome to Kill Me Now. Kill me now.
Did you just burp?
I did.
Okay, you made yourself burp.
I'm skilled.
I could do that. Wait, it's still in there. Okay, sorry, guys. Sorry.
Wow. The bar is pretty high.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what's interesting is I hate when people burp. I'm like, you're an asshole. And then I do it all the time.
I do it all the time really loudly.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it out loud in public and then caught yourself?
Oh, yeah. And you're like, sorry. Yeah. You know what the other thing is? Farting.
Yeah, farting on the streets is dangerous sometimes.
All right, I'm going to say this and then I'm introducing our guest. I have farted on stage like so bad. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the people in the front row were like, who in the audience farted? And it was me. Mm-hmm. Like, bad fart.
Have you ever done it in the wing, standing next to an actor right before an entrance, and you do it and walk away? Oh.
No, that's good. That's good. I'm going to do that.
Okay. Note to self.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible, I mean, what a career you've had, Deirdre.
It's a comedy show.
You know her from... I mean, you've done so much shit.
I have.
But, I mean, people really know you from The Wire. Don't you think?
Or what I get the most...
The Elizabeth Smart movie?
No.
Oh,
can
God.
You believe that?
No.
But, no, Bones. I played a serial killer.
Oh, right, Bones. You're very into the serial killer. Ladies and gentlemen, Deirdre Lovejoy's here. Woo! But not
ding,
Jewish.
Ding, not Jewish. But can I want to... I love the Jew bell.
Oh, you can do it.
Me again.
All right, we have to say something Jewy.
Yeah, all right. Hoi, bagels!
Okay, there you go.
Slice it thin!
All right. I can't believe you're a serious actor. You're,
I'm highly trained.
You're highly trained. You're an actor. You're not a comedian.
Although I have been known to do a comedic role occasionally.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just, okay. You know what it is, Judy? I'm old.
You're not old. I'm old.
I'm old, and so I've just been doing it a long time. So that's...
Yeah, I'm old, and I've been doing stand-up a long time, and I still can't get a Netflix special. Yeah. Okay, but, by the way...
That's not a Jew thing.
I know, but they did ask me for Pride. I guess they're doing a stand-up show for all the LGBTQ or STUVWXYZ Netflix employees. Uh-huh. Like, I'm okay
in-house?
To do that.
In-house.
I don't know what it is. It's a Netflix, you know, gay party. And they asked me to perform it. Like, I'm good enough to perform for everyone who works there.
In private.
Right.
Behind closed
so
doors.
So, as you can imagine, my entire set will be about how funny that joke would be on, you know, Netflix.
And it's
even funnier on Netflix.
And you must ban them anyone from taping it
right.
on their cell phone.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's right.
All right, so Deirdre, I hate that name.
Dee Dee, call me Dee
Dee. I know, people call you Dee Dee, but I didn't know if I could. But Deirdre's not a great name to pronounce because it's the R-D. Deirdre. It's like not great.
Fuck you, Mom.
Marsha.
Mom. You know what? It's from a play. Deirdre of the Sorrows. I'm named from a play.
Because your mother was very into theater.
Because my mother made me live her life for her. You know.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you see that when you go on auditions.
But you know what the other choice was?
Go ahead.
Bronwyn. Deirdre or Bronwyn.
No, you're not a Bronwyn.
No.
You're not a Bronwyn.
It scared me.
I like Dee Dee.
It's good.
So you grew up in, you were born in Texas.
That's correct.
In Abilene.
Abilene, Texas.
Abilene. Abilene. And where is Abilene?
I have no idea. I only lived there till I was two. My dad was in the Air Force.
Oh, so wow. Was he hot?
He was really hot.
And his uniform and everything?
My mother married him after dating him 3 weeks.
No way.
Because he walked up to the house next door in his uniform. And she was engaged to someone else.
Wait,
and
let's go back.
She went away with my father and eloped.
Okay, so your mother is living in Abilene.
Just kidding.
Living with her parents?
No, she was living with her parents in New Jersey.
Where in Jersey?
Upper Montclair.
I'm from New Jersey. Woo! All right, so she's living with her parents in New Jersey. She's from New Jersey?
Upper Montclair, New Jersey.
And where did she go to college?
She went to Centenary College.
For women. That's awesome.
And her gym teacher was that woman from all the Disney movies named Rita Shaw. Rita Shaw was like the fat nanny in Mary Poppins. She was like, you'd know her face in a second, my mom's gym teacher.
Rita Shaw.
She worked for Disney after that for a couple of years.
Really? Yeah, and she was right a gym teacher.
Not Rita.
Oh,
you know
my
her,
God.
Right?
She's known for playing strong working women in film and on many of the most popular She is so, oh my God, yes, of course I know who she is.
That's my mom's gym teacher at Centenary
College.
That's good.
All right, anyway, so I know it's so hot in here.
If I had had the coffee, it would have been a million times worse.
Yeah, I'm having coffee. I had to run, I had to move the car. This is like a kill me now moment. I was on the Monday-Thursday side, Tuesday-Friday side. So I had to move to Monday-Thursday, mm-hmm. and I said to Henry last night, you need to move it at like 10 because I need to go do a podcast. I'll move it at 9:30 to the other side. But then you have to fucking sit in the car.
Yeah.
It's like people in other parts of the world do not realize about alternate side of the street parking. It's like a lifestyle. Oh, it's fucking horrible. Whoever fucking invented it. And now there's less spots. So you have to move your car back and forth. So... All right, so you're born in your mother's in New Jersey, sees your father
come visit the girl next door,
like as because they're fucking.
No, because the girl next door was marrying my dad's brother, so my dad came for him walking in his uniform. That's what that was.
Okay, but no one can see that. Yeah. Okay, she's moving her arm up and down. Okay, so he walks in, right? She's looking out the window.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting there. What month is this? I need to know everything.
Do you know what? It must have been like right around like after Christmas time.
Oh, right. Like so that. She's on Christmas break.
Yeah, she's.
Wait,
on, I don't know where she.
How old was she?
She was 26.
Wow, that's old.
I know she was. Yeah,
my mother was old too when she got married.
Engaged to an older man.
Right.
Already.
So this is the conversation in your house is. Basically, your grandmother going, I can't wait till she gets married because she's 26. This is ridiculous. Get her the hell out of the goddamn house.
I have to do this, but my grandmother was not a Jew.
Okay. And your grandfather's like, can you get me something to eat and get her the fuck out of the house? All right. So, and then she sees this guy. Like, she just sees him.
Yeah.
And then how does she go over?
Here's the fucked up part.
Right.
I'm saying fuck a lot because.
Well, you're with me. It's part of the job here.
My mother claims that she got married because she saw him and creamed her jeans. She wanted to have sex with him. And she really, really didn't think that you could have sex until after you were married. She really didn't know.
So that was the protocol to get married. It's like, if you want to have sex with that person, you have to marry them.
Well, in her generation. Yeah. So she married him. She said she woke up the next morning and went, uh-oh. But,
She did?
Yeah. Because then she chatted and she was like, oh, I mean, I'm not.
So 3 weeks, she's attracted to him, wants his penis inside of her.
Says, okay, put a ring on it. Get it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he gets her a cock ring.
Uh-huh.
And then they get married.
Mm-hmm.
They got married.
In Reno.
But so they eloped 3 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
They come home together.
Hi.
And your mother's like, what's going on? And who was this man?
Yes, that's right.
And then she says, we got married. And she's like, oh, thank God. And your father's like, oh, God, thank God.
My mom's like, you didn't marry Winston from the Operetta Club. Who she was seeing and almost engaged to. anyway, it was a scandal. But
Winston, but did she love Winston?
I know. She did not love Winston. Okay. He was an older man.
Okay. All right. Anyway. So that's it. And that's how your parents. So then you go to, they move to Aberdeen because your father's in the.
They moved to Abilene because dad's
Abilene,
in the,
Aberdeen.
That's Scotland.
Oh,
Scotland.
Right. That's right.
I'm very right. Scottish looking.
Yes, you are. Okay. And then you're born. And then you're the first child.
I'm the second child. They already have my, that first night yielded my brother, who's 5 years older than me. And and then 5 years later, I came along and we.
So that she didn't even really get to, she was pregnant the entire fucking in the beginning.
Yeah. That's a way, that's a way
to
do
back
then.
And you don't even get to know. No. I know. All right. Mm-mm. So.
You know, it was, there was in a haze of alcohol and cigarettes.
Oh,
nobody really cared, you know,
gotcha.
Really cared.
So then you go to Indiana.
Then I go
Okay, what's it called?
Elkhart.
Elkhart.
Heart of the Elk.
I didn't cross my T on my notes. Elkhart. And I was
used
like,
to be
Elkhart.
The capital of Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, right. Alka-Seltzer. Wait, I know it. Wait, it's the also the River City.
That's right.
A couple of trees that rhymes. And it's also, they made band. Yeah. And they made band instruments
yes,
there.
Yes, Selmer Band.
Oh my God, I had a Selmer clarinet.
Yes,
I did. Selmer was there?
Yes.
What a great city.
Selmer and Kahn. And,
oh, Kahn. Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Ding.
All right.
Yeah.
So. All right.
So we go to Elkhart and essentially with my mom's second husband, who is the manager of the Spencer Gift Store.
Wait.
Mom worked in the mall.
What happened to the first husband?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
We moved to Pittsburgh.
Right.
My dad is working for a company. And my mom meets another attractive gentleman who is managing the Spencer Gift Store. And decides
Spencer Gifts, yes.
Decides that that's the man for her. So
long she married to your father?
Dad, 13 years. So here's he had a little drinking problem.
Okay.
So anyway.
Irish?
Catholic.
Same. Okay.
He and my mom divorced, and she moved with her second husband, who took us all to the middle of nowhere, Elkhart, Indiana.
So you lived
in Pittsburgh
until you
were.
Probably
not even on there.
It's not anywhere on the intranet.
I lived in Pittsburgh for 8 years.
Did you like Pittsburgh?
I did.
It's very cool now.
I'm a Steelers fan. Woo!
But you
know,
Yeah, but I'm telling.
I don't like the rape part.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. Okay. But. Pittsburgh is very cool now. It's hip and cool, like Seattle-y, Portland-y cool.
It is. Worked there a couple times. It's a great city.
All right.
So then we moved to Elkhart, Indiana with my stepfather, second husband, and we lived there for like—
What's his name?
His name is Gary. Let's call him—
Gary, Indiana, Gary. Yeah, okay.
Right. So Gary, we lived there for 3 years, and then he takes all of our money.
No.
My brothers call it, all of it, and just— leaves us, so we're stuck. Elkhart, Indiana, and that's how I grew up in Elkhart, Indiana, because we got
okay.
There.
So you, how long were you there before Gary took all the money?
3.5 years.
So how old are you when he takes all the money?
7th grade.
Oh, that's and you know what's good about 7th grade? Nothing else is going on.
That's right.
You know,
you
it's very it's yeah,
it's a very calm time.
Yeah, for a, especially for a girl, 7th grade is really
it's a good time to grow
so,
up.
So. How do you find out Gary took all the money? You come home.
I wish I were a comedian right now. I could.
Yeah.
That's a softball I could hit out of the park, but I'm not. He's
like,
gone and he's taken all the money.
Like, did you walk home and
he ran off with the waitress named Dolly who worked at Mr. Donut. And I am not making that.
Did you ever go to Mrs. Donut again?
We followed her for a while.
No way.
We did some stalking. We did some Dolly stalking.
Where did Gary go with her?
We didn't know. This is before the interweb.
Yeah.
You had to just get in your car.
People,
and stalking was hard back
right.
then.
And people don't realize you could have another life. You could have another family. You could lie.
That's
you
right.
could, you know. And it was like, oh, I had no idea. That was a better time.
That's right.
It was a better time.
You
like,
could,
just not knowing every fucking intimate detail about, like, everything. Like, when you shit, when you eat. Like, I don't fucking care.
That's right. There is something to be said for
privacy.
Extreme compartmentalization.
Yeah.
It works.
I agree.
Hey, everyone. I love our sponsor, Fast Growing Trees. I don't know if you've noticed when we show the clips of the podcast that I have a new best friend in my office named Avi. And where did I get Avi? at Fast Growing Trees. Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States of America. And I am a happy customer. I love walking in this room and seeing my fig tree, Avi. I talk to Avi. I love it. It makes me happy. And you need plant life in your house. And I have another plant on my piano in the other room. I'm just telling you, it makes your home so much more of a home. So thank you to Fast Growing Trees. They have everything you could possibly want. They have fruit trees. They have palm trees. They have evergreens. They have houseplants and so much more. And I'm in an apartment in New York. Okay? I don't even have a yard outside. And it's changed my life. Do it. Go to Fast Growing Trees. And whatever you're interested in, they have it. They have the perfect fit for your climate, for your space. You can call them and ask them how to take care of your plants. They have so much information. And it's so easy to order online. Your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. They have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee. They have free plant consultation forever. Forever. And I have a new best friend, Avi. I love you, Avi. So do it. You don't need a yard. You don't need a lot of space. You just need to make your home a beautiful place. And that's where Fast Growing Trees comes in. This spring, Fast Growing Trees has the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Do it. You're welcome.
So Gary goes with Mr. Donut.
Gary goes with the dolly from Mr. Donut and leaves. And then so my mom and I are there. My brother has to go into the Navy because...
How old's your brother? He's 5 years older. Yeah, so he's in 12th.
Just graduated from high school. Yeah. So he's... All of his college money's gone. So he goes into the Navy.
That's terrible.
There wasn't a lot. But
he wanted to go to college.
Yeah. So he went into the Navy and then I care took for my mom for a few years.
Why? What was wrong with your mother?
She was a little depressed. Let's
what?
Just say she was a little depressed.
Yeah. Well, this is a very pro-mental health. Yes. We talk about depression all the time here.
It's important because it's a real, very real thing. But anyway, she
had you help her?
She, first of all, just was there.
Yeah.
You know, it was not a healthy situation.
Right.
We're talking about...
Was she functional?
The 70s. She did go to work every day.
That's good.
She'd come home and... We made it through.
Oh, that's so sad for you.
And then came the manic, depressive, schizophrenic, alcoholic that came after that one. That was like shotguns. That was a good one, let's move on.
You don't know how you're helping people. Wait, so Gary leaves. She gets depressed. Her son goes to college.
She can't get out of bed. I work for you. I mean, really sick
stuff.
That's
good that you have that on your plate. If I wasn't here, so you're at school.
Yeah, 7th grade.
Thinking, oh, God, is my mother okay? Did you think that all day?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah.
No, I did.
Right, of course.
But you know what? I also, at a very young age, I didn't ever go down that path. I just leapt completely to caretaker, you know.
Right.
To fix it. And so, yeah.
Do you hate caretaking now?
No, I just finished it.
Right, because your mom just passed away. Rest in peace,
Marcia. For many months, that's right.
Yeah.
And I
And you're like it. But do you like it, like, with your partner or with, like, other people?
I think I'm very aware that I have to draw healthy boundaries.
Right.
And I don't know how successful I am at that, but
right.
Join
the show business
Everybody in our business certainly had a fucked up childhood. It's what made me.
Right. It did. So you're in school. Are you popular? We're very into whether you're popular.
No, but I attacked that by being creative.
Right.
I was in high school. I was like the star of all the plays, captain of the tennis team.
Wow. So you're overachiever.
Before that, I was overweight and
join the club.
Yeah. And I lived in a hole.
Right.
And I came out of my little shell and started dealing drugs. which really
pot?
Made me happy and kept me in my habit.
Right.
And then it helped me to show up. So I'm in recovery for many years. I think that my drug and alcohol use as a teenager really saved my life.
Right.
Because I don't know where all of that would have gone. And I was just lucky in terms of not ever, you know, becoming a heroin addict.
Right, right.
The only reason that didn't happen is because I was afraid of needles.
Right.
But
anyway. Yeah, that's what my son said. You know, I hate needles, so I'm never going to be a heroin addict. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, thanks so much.
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you. So when do you start doing the drugs?
When did I ever not do drugs?
Really? Were you young?
Oh, so young. Oh, God, yes. My first drunk was like in sixth grade.
Wow, that's young.
I learned from the masters. And as soon as I discovered, like, you know, pot.
Right.
And when you're, you know, let's face it, when you're 12 years old, it's a lot easier to score an ounce of marijuana
right.
than it is a bottle of gin.
Yes. But also, you know what's interesting is that the pot was so different then.
It was generally pretty lame.
Right.
You know, you'd have your album cover and your CD.
Oh, I do that all the time. I tell people that all the time. You open your album.
That's right.
And then you'd crumple it in your hands. Yeah. And then you'd hit the bottom with your fingertips. And the seeds
roll.
Yes.
And then you.
I have all my albums. And I'm like, I'm going to go. I guarantee you there's just, it's full of seeds.
A joint.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Carole King Tapestry is really full.
Oh, the best. Okay. No one, your teachers, no one is saying, oh my God, this little girl is drinking, or no?
No, I was an overachiever. I mean, I really was an overachiever. I partied my ass off, and I was always selling drugs to make my,
and you were
to keep myself in, and I was a good student. And then, you know, then I went on to other drugs and
right.
cocaine when
right.
I became older. It was a whole, you know, thing.
Right.
That's really where my a lack of parenting went. It just
right,
went straight into that.
Right, of course. You're like, what do I do with all this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in high school.
But I want to get back to the, did you think you were popular?
Yes.
I was not popular my first year, and then I starved
in
high school. I starved myself for a year. I lost like 20 pounds. And for those 2 years that I was thin, I was
quote-unquote
popular-er. Popular.
Isn't that fucking sick?
It's fucking sick.
It's sick.
It's sick.
Your sophomore and junior year,
mm-hmm.
you're like, is everyone like, oh my God, Dee Dee?
No, I was too busy. You know, I had to sell the pot. I had to
right.
do the tennis practice, the play practice. I had to do the job.
Right.
I had to have a job.
What was the job?
I was a busboy.
Busboy
girl. At Carson Peary Scott Restaurant.
Oh, that's so cute. Did you see other families from the high school out there all the time?
No, it was me and my best friend. My best friend was the hostess. Another friend was the waitress. And then I came in and I was the busboy.
Right.
And we just, you know, that's how we got our beer money. Wow, it's a miracle I am still alive.
I know. This is awesome.
How am I even alive?
So you graduate high school.
AA meeting, yes.
Okay. And do you get any awards? Like, do they clap a lot when they call your name?
I speak at my graduation.
What?
Not because I was valedictorian, but because I had the biggest mouth. And I won the contest or whatever.
Right, right, right. So what did you speak about?
I can't remember. I was too wasted.
Was your mother there?
Yes, my mother was there.
Oh, any of the fathers?
No.
Okay. Did you ever have a relationship with your father?
Never.
That was it.
Well, he was a big drinker. So he left. When he left, I was seven. I saw him two times after that. I saw him once. I went out to visit colleges in California where he lived. And I saw him for like 3 days then. And then when my first big TV job was this really lovely show called The Kennedys of Massachusetts.
Oh, yes.
A miniseries.
Yes, I remember that.
And I played the retarded Kennedy.
Right. Rosemary.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
The retarded Kennedy.
I was out in LA filming that, and he came and I had lunch with him. That's it.
Like, what is that like?
It's, you know what?
Like, you're look. Like, yeah.
People are like, it must be so. You must be so. You didn't have a dad, you know? I don't have that experience because there was. That was so not even a role that was ever filled that, you know, I was raised by one parent with a parade of just asshole men that she was attracted to. And I, you know, I don't think of myself as having had a father, if that's...
Right. If you never know it, you don't know what you're missing. Like, right. My kids have no father because right. we're lesbos.
Right.
They seem to not really care.
No, it's not...
Because they
it's about
have
stability.
Two parents that love them, and that's more than most kids have.
Yeah.
Did your brother fill that role at all? And are you close with him now?
I am close with my brother.
What does he
Closer.
Do?
He is... He does lots of things, but he was a graphic designer for years, and now he's travels around doing. He puts all your computer things together.
Oh yeah, you know, that's good. Yeah. All right, so
we're closer now. He,
right.
You know, 5 years is a weird. It's
yes,
a weird
that's
age
how my kids are. Siblings. 5 years, and yeah. my brother and I are 5.5 years apart.
Yeah, they're
my
close, but four. It's you know not close enough to have spent. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay, so you graduate high school and you go to college.
I do. I go to college
and. Where do you get the money for that? And also, what happened to your grandparents? Were they ever like, you know, I got to help her
yeah,
or anything
good
like
question.
That?
This is good. My grandmother was an opera singer.
What?
Uh-huh. She was an opera singer, beautiful voice. And my grand, my mom, oh, boy, my family is fucked up. My mother.
But you survived and
I
people
did.
Are going to hear this and be like, wow. Okay,
it's true.
Ahead.
My mom was raised by her stepfather.
Mm-hmm. It all repeats itself.
Because her father was a big ass drunk and he left her mom when she was five. My dad left when I was seven, even though I think, I don't know if it was leave
right,
or
right.
whatever. But, my grandmother was a big, a very well-respected opera singer in Upper Montclair and in New York City.
Wow. What was her name?
Her name was Helen Harbert.
Helen Harbert Zing.
And
Helen Harbert.
My grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
My grandfather, Julius mm-hmm. Zing, worked on Varick Street. I did the bell that
Yay.
Time. He was an organist and a choir director, and he formed the Montclair Operetta Club. So
that's so cool.
Which is still, I guess, in existence today. My grandfather worked for this dude on Varick Street his whole mm-hmm. life, a publisher, who
right.
said, Julius, I'll take care of you. And then when my grandfather was like, I don't know, 50-something, late 50s, somebody else bought the company. And
oh,
then
that
he
was
had
it.
No pension. So that's how that went with that.
Oh, that's the luck. On, you know,
yeah.
You, yeah. Okay, so you end up, going to University of Evansville.
I did. I got a lot of scholarship money. That's how I
That's
went.
Great.
I
was
had,
your brother like, how come she gets to go to college?
No, he was not. Thank you, Charlie, for that.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah. It was never.
There's
never
a fragrance else. That's here to stay, and they call it
Charlie.
A kind of
young,
fragrance.
And
they call
it kind of wow, Charlie.
I'm here kind of now,
Charlie.
I'm here kind of wow, Charlie. All right.
Incredible Gina Tay.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
All right. So you go to University of Evansville and you're studying theater.
Yes. I actually studied theater and communications because I know from community theater that all I want to do is be an actor.
Right.
But I have been sufficiently terrified by everyone in the universe saying, you can't be an actor.
Right,
you
right,
can't
right.
make any money. So I'm like, you know what? I know I'm going to do that, but I
it's
need another
like,
skill.
It's like, no, you can't be an actor. Like, that's all you have to say to those people is, no, actually, you can't be
that's
an
right.
actor.
That's really good.
You know? I can be, you can't, so you have to tell me that I can't, because you can't do it, you motherfuckers.
That's exactly right. Wish I would have said that.
Yeah, but we don't
anyway,
think that.
So,
all right, yeah.
I had a double major in communications.
Right.
And then I got a job doing the Sunday morning DJ and the Sunday morning radio
no.
show at the local
there's a lot of
AM
hand motion
station,
here. I just,
local
I love
AM
it.
Station.
I love it. I love it. I do it too. Okay.
And then I got, and then I, from that job, I got hired by their sister album-oriented rock station, and I was the morning show with Dave and Dee Dee all during
wow.
the, my
You have a good radio
college,
voice.
Right? Do I really?
Yeah. You have a great radio
that's
voice.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay. So it was mornings with Dave and Dee Dee while you were at college.
Yes.
And so you'd get up at what time?
I would get up at 3:45.
What?
Every morning.
And are you drinking at this period of time?
I am, but I'm young. It's amazing.
I know. It's
you
amazing.
We're young.
I know.
I could fill this up and yeah. just done. Yeah. So I would drive to Henderson, Kentucky and do the morning show.
Oh my God. How
and
long was that?
After, it was about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Then after that show started and I had to quit because I had to play Nora in A Doll's House.
Right.
And so I thought, wow, I don't need this double degree. I'm already working in the radio field.
Right.
So I dropped the double major and just stuck to theater.
And you're getting paid for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting paid. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I had to do.
Wow.
I started out like doing the Sunday morning, like I would play American Top 40 Casey Kasem.
Oh,
I would have
yeah.
to go to the police station at 4 a.m. and get all of the arrest reports.
That's awesome.
Really happy I wasn't on them.
Yeah, right.
How many times have you been arrested, Judy Gold?
Zero.
Zero.
Three times you've been arrested.
Yes, I don't want to talk about it, though.
Yes, you are. How old were you when you got arrested?
The first time I got arrested, I was 16.
For what?
Possession of a controlled substance.
Which one?
And DUI. Marijuana.
Ugh, it's so stupid. Okay.
It wasn't stupid because actually, I wonder if I should even. Nobody's going to come and cart me off to jail, are they? This is all more than 7 years ago, so I'm okay talking about
please.
It, right?
I think we have other things to worry about, like the Russians. Okay.
A woman next to me on the train yesterday was reading her Kindle, and it was all in Russian, and I actually thought, I wonder if she's a spy.
Really?
I thought that.
Yeah, I think the Chinese are spies.
I'm sure they are. Yeah. The North Koreans totally
yeah.
are. Anyway,
yeah.
that's a bad
I hear you.
To go
okay,
down.
Go ahead.
We were so happy.
Hey, everyone. You know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV. Because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer. And I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra. That has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And, you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh, God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome.
All right, so you got arrested at 16. I can't believe we're going back. All right, for DUI.
DUI in possession.
Who came and picked you up? Your mother?
Yes, and it was Easter morning.
Oh, that's great.
It was Easter morning. And her only question, instead of saying, get your ass in a car, I'm taking you to a rehab,
right.
She said, was it yours? Meaning the pot.
Right.
And I said, no, Mom. And that was that.
Wow, she's a good All right, sorry.
Wow, I almost did a spit take.
Sorry.
Which isn't as funny on the radio.
Yeah, I know. All right, so then when did you get arrested again?
I got arrested when I was 22 for shoplifting.
What?
I shoplifted.
What is that? Like, when I hear about, like,
no.
you know,
oh, yeah,
famous people
shoplifting,
what is
so
that?
Much
is there
it's
a high
thing.
You get from, like, I got
well,
this?
There's a couple of things.
I mean, I have to admit, I did steal a couple candy bars from Schifferstein's when I was...
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Like, but it was like, oh, can you do this?
Yeah.
And then that was it. But they were like, yeah, it was just a little.
I know a lot of people that dabble in the alcohol and the drugs, and before they hit recovery, perchance may think that the world might owe them something. That they deserve this thing.
Right.
And why should they have no, who's going to miss it?
Right.
Anyway.
What'd you take?
Here's the best part. I took two Today sponges, which are a 1970s contraception device.
I used a sponge.
In the 80s, yeah.
When I had sex with the only person I ever had
and that's hetero why you have sex a son. With.
No, I used the sponge. The sun is from, you know, number 4, 6, 8, 12, 9, 4.
Oh, yeah. God, he was great. He was great, isn't he? Those eyes.
Yeah.
What were we talking about now?
About you stole the sponge.
Grandma. Grandma. Grandma goes off.
Grandma goes, get her out of the house.
What was I talking about?
Right, so you stole.
And the guy, the head of the Franklin that I had stolen it from.
Ben Franklin?
I'm just kidding.
Where'd you steal it from?
It was like a
Rite Aid or something?
Like
okay.
It was a small town Elkhart one.
Oh, okay.
And I apparently opened up the Today Sponges box and took two out and put them in my bag. And he came down and wham, grabbed me by the back of the neck.
Oh, you didn't even get out?
No, grabbed me. And he was watching me the whole time.
Right.
And I had enough money in my purse.
To pay for it.
To pay my bail. I had hundreds of dollars in my purse. That's the thing. It's not.
Right. It's not about.
I mean, some people steal because they're hungry and they have to eat.
That wasn't me.
I was just acting out.
No, but you know, like these celebrities who you.
What is that? I don't know. I think you do it when you're wasted. I think you do it when you're not fucking thinking straight. You know, it's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but it's like so stupid.
Well, it is stupid.
All right. So anyway, so then you get your bail. So you don't even have to call your mother.
Correct. But
because
I did
you're
have
26.
To call, at that point, I did have to call my fiance and say,
ding, I have to do a desktop. I wish we had music. Da, 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 da. You're what?
My fiance.
Da, 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 da.
My soon to be husband.
No way. No.
Yes.
So wait. So, anyway, I got.
Literally.
We're missing a whole period. You graduate at college.
And a year before I graduate, or no, the year after I graduate from Evansville, my boyfriend asks me to marry him. And because
what's his name?
His name is Neil. Neil Wilson. Nice man.
Okay.
He's a very nice man. I still talk to him.
Okay, but where'd you meet him?
I met him in college at the University of Evansville.
What was he studying?
He was studying theater.
Oh, good. And he wasn't gay.
He was not gay.
Neil Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay. And were you attracted to him?
I was. I was 20.
Really?
Yeah. I was the only person in college who never got kissed by a girl.
I was the one who had to kiss the girl and then get rejected.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, I didn't even do that.
Right. Sorry.
I joined a sorority because I had
a
crush on my whatever the person was. It was, you know, they recruit you.
Yeah. What sorority?
It was Phi Mu. And when I got into, you had a temporary big sister and I just loved her. And then the real big sister came and it was not the one I wanted. And then I got deactivated as a Phi Mu member.
Why?
After getting pledged, because I was deactivated for getting busted smoking a joint at the teak party.
Oh my God! How do you get? We smoked so much pot in college.
I don't know.
I mean, there were people. There was
it
one
was
guy
so
on my
pot.
Floor,
and everybody
who had like a 5 foot bong, and literally was in. And now he's so successful, but I can't even believe he used to walk around in his bathtub with his bong. I mean, bathrobe in the bathtub with his bong up and down the hallway. And he's like successful. I mean,
that's right. Yeah. Well, you know, it was a different time.
Right. Okay, so you meet Neil Wilson.
I meet Neil.
And so after you graduate college.
I do.
But you stay in Indiana.
No.
You don't. You come to New York to go to Tisch.
I come to New York on my full ride scholarship to go to NYU.
Bing, 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 bing. Tisch. Jew. So you get the full ride, right?
I do.
And do you? What does your mother say? What does your mother say? I feel like my bell's not working. No, it's good.
Ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging.
Listen well, sir, voice.
All I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing.
Oh, okay. My God. I love that. That's from your grandmother. Okay, go ahead, that voice.
Okay, so wait. So Neil and I come to New York City with $500 on our U-Haul thingy on the top of our Chevy Cutlass.
And you know you're Leslie-ish, but you don't know you're Leslie-ish.
No, I don't.
Okay. And you look at Neil and you're like, I want to touch his penis and balls.
No, I don't do that.
Oh, all right.
No, I don't do that. But I'm like, it's time to get a boyfriend.
I grew up
in the 70s in the Midwest.
Okay.
Where if, you know, the one time I actually asked my mom why I stared at girls' butts more than guys' butts.
What'd she say?
She said, "Oh, you don't do that. You only stare at the girls if you're a sick, perverted person."
That's sickness.
Perversion.
But you drinking and getting married 17 times. That's okay.
Exactly.
But me looking at someone and being attracted to them of the same sex.
We have priorities straight in the Midwest.
Yes.
Our priorities are straight.
Okay, so you go to Tisch, where are you living?
I'm living on 22nd Street and 8th Avenue.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
And Neil's living with you.
And that's right.
And
he goes to work and
where does
I go
he work?
To school. He is the show carpenter for Second Stage.
Oh, that's
back
great.
Back when they are at the McGinn Gazelle Theater up
above.
Wow. Right? I was so shut down as a young person.
Right.
I was so ashamed. In terms of, I was in love with my best friend in
high
school.
Right, of course. I know, it's the worst.
But
you
anyway.
Can't say anything.
No, and I did, apparently, and was told that was,
exactly. That was cut, yeah.
So, and that's what
happy
I
pride.
Went on with. There we go.
So
we got married in between my second and third year of grad school. And
big wedding.
Big wedding. Well, it was 100 people. That's
where was
in
it?
Indiana. In Bristol, Indiana. A little church. I'm making a little gesture with my hand that makes you
think it looks like the size of a
big, but it's actually
it looks
full
like
size
the size
church.
Of a small penis. Okay, so you get married, the whole dress and everything, and as
everything.
You're walking down the aisle,
the picture of my face that the photographer snapped right after I turn around and I have the most like a sneer on my face, like I'm going like that.
I would describe that face as.
That's
I would say
here we go.
Post stroke face. Like one side is sort of.
Anyway.
Did you feel like when you were walking, were you like, oh my God, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? Like, what does it feel like?
Yes. First of all, I only got my maid of honor because I knew she would bring the Coke. She snorted the Coke all the way up on the drive.
Wow, she's
there was
great.
No drugs at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I was bummed as the wedding day approached because there weren't enough drugs around.
Right.
But I have to say that the wedding was lovely. And I was just too drunk to really report what I'm sure it was really beautiful, but I was
And was your mother happy?
Oh,
did
so
she
happy.
Walk you down the aisle?
No, my drama teacher from college walked me down the aisle.
Don't forget to tune in next week to Just Kill Me Now.
Just Kill Me.
Oh. Don't forget to turn for part two on Just Kill Me.
No, it's not. It's just
Kill Me.
Now. No,
Judy
no.
Gold's Just Kill Me.
Just
Kill Me Now.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.